AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones ordered to pay $965 million to grieving parents and others for falsely claiming the Sandy Hook school shooting was a hoax. Ed Donahue has this.
Jones had said the 2012 massacre never happened. The grieving families were actors hired as part of a plot to take away people's guns. Robbie Parker's six-year-old daughter was killed at Sandy Hook.
All I can really say is that I'm just proud that what we were able to accomplish was just to simply tell the truth. And it shouldn't be this hard, and it shouldn't be this scary.
Jones wasn't in court, but said on his InfoWars show, "Hey folks, don't go buying big homes." Norm Pattis is his attorney.
My heart goes out to the families. We live in divided times. They've been weaponized and used for political purposes in this country.
Testifying during the trial, Jones acknowledged he had been wrong about the shooting, but he remained defiant. Sandy Hook mom Nicole Hockley says this sends the right message.
People are good, and that good does prevail.
It's unclear how much Alex Jones can afford to pay. I'm Ed Donahue.
The UN General Assembly overwhelmingly condemns Russia's attempted illegal annexation of four Ukrainian regions and demands Moscow immediately reverse its actions.
Results of the vote is as follows. In favor, 143, against 5. Abstentions, 35. Draft resolution A/ES11L/L5 is adopted.
Resolution is the fourth on Ukraine since Russia's February 24th invasion. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says more help is headed to Ukraine.
I have every confidence that countries will do whatever they can, if they can, to generate additional capabilities.
This is AP News. President Biden takes a hit when it comes to the economy just weeks before the midterm elections. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
An AP NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll finds 46% of U.S. adults say their personal financial situation is poor, up from 37% in March. It's a notable drop given people's financial perspective stayed rock steady the last few years. Just 23% say the national economy is good. 63% disapprove of the president's handling of the economy amid high inflation. Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says lowering prices remains a top priority.
We have more work to do. We get that the American people are feeling that pinch.
The president's overall job rating is 43%, and a quarter of those surveyed say the country's heading in the right direction. Both numbers held steady from last month.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.